may be seated. It is good to see you in the house of God this morning. It is good to hear your voices raising with praise to the God above. We indeed serve a mighty risen Savior, a conquering King, the only one who sits all by himself and is able to do what he does. There is no one in his league. He is the God. He is the only God, and I appreciate that I can serve this God. He doesn't look at me as a filthy, wretched sinner. Matter of fact, he throws some grace on me and says, "You are my sinner, saved by grace and mercy." I thank God for that this morning. It is good to see you. I want to speedily, expeditiously, whatever words you want to throw in there, get you over to the book of Joshua chapter 3. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I think we might wind up breaking a few of these sermons down. There's so much in this text. And I want to make sure we sit around and kind of marinate in it for just a little bit, because I'm convinced, you know, marination does good for the person. For the believer, when you've been marinating, boy, I tell you, you come out looking good, feeling good, smelling good, and folk even might say you taste good. I'm reminded, you know, of the word, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." When you've been hanging out with God, you can't help yourself. You just have to have some joy. There's some sense of peace in your life, and it brings about, if you would, a smile to your face. And thank you, Guido. I'm glad you were able to turn some of these frowns upside down. Don't come into the house of God with nothing, people. Come with everything you got. Let God bless your life. If you are struggling, welcome to the club. You're in the right place. We're going to all get to the destination that we're intended to go, and we're going to have smiles every now and then. We're going to have some frowns every now and then. Some of us just going to be sitting there every now and then. Every now and then I have to catch myself and be like, "Are you okay, Stan?" Because sometimes I'm sitting there. God has a way, is what I'm saying, of reaching you in the position and the place that you're at. You don't always shout when you're going through it. But once you get through it, there ought to be some shouting going on. I don't know how it is for you. I can go through a whole lot of stuff, but when I come out on the other side, that stuff I went through don't matter no more. I'm on the other end of, if you would, the struggle into the blessings, if you would. I have an understanding that my God, the God of heaven, has kept me, and everything's going to be all right. And I want to encourage you. Maybe you're going through it this morning. Maybe you have a Jordan that you have to cross. Let me tell you something. Sometimes your Jordan, it gets hard. Sometimes when you reach your Jordan, you have obstacles that, if you would, appear bigger than they really are. But I want to encourage you and show you this morning, don't worry about what you see. Learn to see what God sees. God doesn't look at things the way we look at them. Maybe it speaks to a larger degree because he knows who he is. I'm convinced, though, if we know who we are, we'll start looking at things a little bit differently. I'm no longer hanging my hat on problems. I'm hanging my hat on solutions. I'm going to hang out with God and see what God got to say about the stuff. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been listening to my stuff, and all it's doing is giving me bad news. All it's doing is singing me the blues. But then when I look at God's stuff, I have a tendency to rearrange them blues and bad news into good news. A good news that says, "My Lord and my God, you must be who you say that you are, because can't nobody get me out of the stuff that I just got myself into." Do I got any witnesses in the house who know that God done got you through some stuff? See, I want to kind of pump you up and get you ready. You can't cross the Jordan unless you're ready. See, the Jordan crossing, this is for people who are ready to go into the promised land. And unless you cross physically and get left back there mentally, I want to take a pit stop here and just help you. Don't leave you on the other side of Jordan. Go with you. I'm talking about cognitively, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Don't leave you back there on the other side of Jordan in the wilderness simply because you're hanging on that old stuff. No, it's time to get rid of the old stuff and pick up some new stuff. Well, Stan, what are you saying? Start looking at your problems differently. Stop looking at your situations and circumstances differently. Move beyond your ability and tap into the power of God. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of timidity or fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And Paul here, is the position that he's in, is in a dungeon. He's in a cellar. He's down in the bottom of everything. And yet he says, "I know my life is coming to an end, But if I could just get a piece of pen and paper, I got to write my son and tell him everything's going to be all right. I'm going to be beheaded. They're going to kill me. But you don't have a spirit of timidity. Don't be scared, but have a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. If they shackle you, don't let them shackle you in your mind. Be free to move about praising your God, even in the midst of adversity and problems. Y'all just hang in there with me, just letting the Spirit do what it do this morning. Sometimes you have to just pause and say, it ain't nothing but God. And I want to challenge you as your weeks unfold to learn to stop in your situations and say, this ain't nothing but God. Even when it's going bad, because God will allow stuff to happen so that he can bring about again his mighty hand at work in your life. I love when God shows up after the devil done messed it up. Because as soon as he done messed it up and done finished what he done, now God get to come in and bless everything. Do I got any witnesses still? I want y'all to hang with me. Because you're going to find here in the book of Joshua chapter 3 verse 14 that they have to do something. It's time now to position themselves, to move beyond the current condition. Any of y'all ready to move beyond some of your current conditions? Any of y'all have some spaces where you're ready to leave from? Any of y'all got any folk you're trying to just get away from? Any folk you're trying to move beyond? Amen. I'm trying to help you this morning. But don't move beyond physically and wind up staying there with them spiritually and emotionally and mentally. Because every now and then it looks like you're moving simply because physically everything's lining up right. But if you're still miserable as you enter the promised land, if you're still worried about the past as you enter the promised land, if you're still hanging on all the stuff that folk done to you as you enter the promised land, I have to conclude that you ain't really going into the promised land. I wish I had some folk who know what I'm talking about. See, you have to position yourself to be led by God. Now, all of this work we've been talking and doing in the book of Joshua, and did you not notice that today is the only day that you see some movement? You would think that we done already crossed the Jordan, all the stuff we've been up in here shouting about, and y'all been shouting with me. How many know that this stuff been blessing your life? I've been getting over some stuff. I'm a better husband these days. Say amen, Halise. Amen. I'm a better father these days. Say amen, Stanley. Amen, son. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And if nothing else, I want God to testify that I've been his servant, a better servant for him here lately. And if no other reason, if you won't proclaim it, I'll proclaim it for myself. I'm still in church. I'm still hanging out with God. He's feeding me and I'm able to feed you. So that's a testament to the fact that God still wants me as his servant. So as long as God won't stand, I want God. And even if God don't want me no more, I'm still going to be knocking on God's door and say, you ain't got no choice. You got to keep me. You stuck with me now. Amen. I'm not going back to old ways, what I'm saying. I don't want to hang out no more with all that negativity. So I'm just going to drop this word while I'm here. And we are recording this, correct? If you're going to call me with some drama, you're going to expect some different answers. I'm going to tell you that now. Let me just slide that on out there for you. Expect some different answers. Don't expect me to cater to you with your stuff. Expect me to throw some of the same stuff God been throwing on my mess to bless your life. It's time to move past that. Amen. Bickering, fussing, fighting in your families, let it go. You just don't know what tomorrow holds, people. You need to make sure you do all that you can for God and leave the rest of this stuff alone. You ain't got time for nothing there. Let me tell you, it takes a lot to be happy. Anybody know what I'm talking about? How many of y'all trying to be happy every day? Where you at? All the happy folk. Because I'm happy. Yeah. Where you happy folk at? Yeah. Happy if you even got a room without a roof. You just happy. I'm talking about them kind of people. People who understand that happiness is not rooted in circumstances, situations, nor the stuff that you have. Happiness is rooted in the Savior, rooted in Jesus, that he, for the joy that was set before him, was willing to die on the cross for Stan, so he can stand up here and holler every Sunday morning. That's the happiness I'm talking about. But I want you to see something here, because Joshua sets a stage for something, and I think it's for you and I today. Y'all all right? All right, Joshua chapter 3. And thank you, Brother Atkins. You just so eloquently read the word, man. I appreciate you. You're just a soldier for the Lord. I appreciate everything you do. Look at verse 14. I want to read this from the NIV. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priest who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, The water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the waters flowing down to the sea of the Arba, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. I want to deal with this idea in verse 14, so the people broke camp. Title of the lesson this morning, it's in your bulletin, Break Camp and Advance. Break camp and advance. But break camp and advance with some expectations. See, it makes no sense to have been studying God and then don't want to apply what you've been studying. Makes no sense to watch God and then not want to do what God wants you to do. Because when you've been watching God, if you've been watching God any length of time, you know God's got your best interest at heart. God is looking out for you. And matter of fact, he's looking out so much for you that he's preparing a path for you to follow. Now, it may not always look like it's going to work to your favor, but don't forget our favorite scripture that we like in the church, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that would love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, what's amazing to me is Joshua saying, it's time to roll. We got to get across the Jordan. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to break down the camp. We can't stay here no more. There's some movement that has to be involved. Matter of fact, you don't want to stay here no more. Y'all got any places you don't want to go no more? How many of y'all got some mental places you don't want to go no more? How many of y'all got some negative places in your life that you don't want to go no more? That's what Joshua's saying. Break that down. In other words, you know, move beyond the condition and move into the position where God wants you to be. Don't rely on you to do it, though. Rely on God to do it. See, it's one thing for me to physically say I'm on the battlefield for God, but it's another thing for me to have a mind that shows I'm on the battlefield for God. Y'all want to see what that looks like? It's easy to come to church, but it's another thing to show up to church on time with something to offer. It's easier to say, you know what, I go to church and go to church only on Sunday, but miss Sunday afternoon and Wednesday. But it's another thing to come to church and then got something to share when Bible class rolls on. And for those of y'all who've been missing out on Wednesday, y'all been missing your blessings. You've been missing your blessings because Wednesday we get real up in here. Amen. Where you Wednesday folk at? Just wave at me, Wednesday folk. How many of y'all learning how to love a little better? How many of y'all learning to have a little more joy? Amen. And I challenged them on Wednesday to have joy for a solid week. Just be happy every day for a week. Don't worry about the rest of the stuff. Just be happy. Don't focus on that. Just focus on being happy. How's it working for you, Wednesday, folk? Good? Some of y'all looking like, nah, I'll stand it. Yeah. That's the natural condition of who we are. See, we're so relying and focusing in on the other stuff that we can't focus on the good stuff of God. Y'all got time? Three ideas I want to look at this morning if we're going to break camp and advance with expectations. First thing you got to do is got to expect a problem. You got to expect a problem. And then when you expect a problem, you got to expect a plan. And then after expecting a plan, you got to expect a performance. Let me tell you something. You're the one who's going to make your life good or not. It's you. Stan can't do it for you. See, I wish I could give you the shouting joy that I got in me, but I can only share it with you. It's up to you to take what's been shared with you and do and use it to your glory and honor. See, look at here. I can tell Don be happy all day. But if Don hasn't made up his mind to be happy, guess what Don ain't going to be? And then he'll probably get mad because I'm always happy. You know, hating on me because I'm smiling. You know, can't understand why I'm shouting for joy when I ain't got no money. Because he won't understand because he ain't been trying to be happy. But when Don's been trying to be happy, his happiness might rub up against my happiness. And my happiness will probably rub his happiness back. And pretty soon we just going to be some happy folk. And pretty soon that happiness is going to get contagious with folk in the church. Well, what's going on with Don and Stan? Well, I tell you, they happy. Yeah. Now, it's up to you to take what you see and apply it to your life. Yeah, so don't get mad. I'm just throwing this out here when you see the preacher shouting. Because I'm going to shout this morning. Right. I've been delivered from some stuff. and I know what happened. I had to see the problem first. I had to expect that there was going to be some drama up in my mix. Oh, that's all right. I'm going to talk to this person. Stand for a minute. You know, Don, I'm crazy. No, just hear me. It's funny, but just hear me. I'm crazy. One moment I'm up, next moment I'm down. Then I'm in the middle. Don't know whether to be up or down. But what I found is the reason I'm up and down is because I ain't been expecting stuff. And then with my expectation, I've been planning accordingly. I know when I'm going to be happy because I plan on. And I know when I'm going to be miserable because I plan on. Are y'all still with me? Don't say you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. The bed ain't done nothing to you but lay there all night. You the one that made your decision to toss and turn through the night. Well, I'm trouble, Stan. Well, who'd you take that to? What did you do with your trouble? I know what I did with my trouble. I planned on my trouble. I expected my trouble. And so as a result of me expecting it to be trouble, I planned out a road for me to follow. And so my performance was totally connected to what I saw. Y'all still with me? Hang in here. Go to Numbers chapter 13, round about 30, if you will, Don, and let me show you what I'm talking about. See, if you're going to have an expectation with anticipation that God's going to do something great for you, you got to expect some drama to show up. The devil loves when we get together talking about how saved we are, because he's listening. And then the next thing he does after he hears what we say, he go to work. Truth be told, he's gone to work before. Some of y'all, he working on right now. Y'all don't know whether to sit there, be quiet, or say something. Look here, do what you need to do, but I'm going to shout a little bit this morning. Because I'm convinced that as a believer, as long as I trust God, as long as I do what God asked me to do, he's paved a way for me. It's only when I decide to mess some stuff up that it's going to be bad. The Bible says, break camp and advance. Move beyond your current condition. Israel had a problem. They were at the Jordan River. The Jordan River during normal times was only about 100 to 500 feet in width. 100 feet deep, but, you know, at the time of shortness where it wasn't no harvest, everything was good. You could walk across. But at this specific time, the Bible said it was the time of harvest. And at this time of harvest, it was now a mile long. Now you're talking about 5,200-something odd feet. Now that's a big difference. And it's deep. Matter of fact, the mountains above the Jordan full of snow had melted literally, and it was rushing down the stream. That's a big problem when you got 3 million people to get across and God says, go. Yeah. Okay, let me come close. It's just like your life. You don't see a way out. All the odds are stacked against you. And God says, go ahead. Move forward. I got you covered. Amen. How many of y'all would pay a bill if you ain't got no money? Oh, y'all, come on, come on, come on. I will. And trust that God's got me covered. Yeah. See, we're so contingent upon the stuff that we miss the plan of God, that we miss God at his word. When God say, I got you covered, what's that mean? It means I've got you covered.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. You have to see it that way. Sometimes we see our problem as bigger than what it really is. Y'all got some time? This was Israel's problem when it came time to go spy out the land. See, prior to them getting to the Jordan to break camp in advance, they had some issues. Moses had sent out 12 spies. He told them to spy out the land. Two came back, Joshua and Caleb, and said we could do it. But the other rest of the 10 folk came back and said, guess what? It ain't happening. Now watch the text. I want you to see this. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. The Bible says what?
Then Caleb silenced the people.
Caleb silenced Moses. Let me hang out right there. We need some spiritual men, some older spiritual men who can silence the crowd and say, it's finna go down in here. It's getting ready to happen. God is getting ready to bless us. Everything's going to blow up. Matter of fact, hang on to your seats because God needs you to work some stuff out here at Hawthorne. Why? We've had to get a whole bunch of people in here. Can y'all see that?
Yeah.
Can anybody see that?
Yeah.
Where your older saints at? Can y'all see that? How many of y'all ready for your change to come? How many of y'all ready to see God do amazing things? I told you last week, you got to consecrate yourself and prepare yourself. See, God can't show up and bless Hawthorne unless Hawthorne's ready for it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Hawthorne has to be prepared for that. And here's how you prepare yourself. Get you right. Trust God in your personal life. I bring God his money every Sunday. I ain't got no choice. I trust him. So as a result, guess what happens to me every week? I got money.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of y'all, I know y'all some good givers. Where you good givers at? Just raise it. Don't be ashamed. Tell God you've been doing what he asked you to do.
Yeah, Lord.
Amen. Y'all hands ain't going up. Some of y'all ain't been doing it. Come on now. Roll with me. Yeah. When you know you've been doing right by God, what happens to your life?
Blessed.
It blesses it, doesn't
it? Yeah.
How many of y'all ate all week long?
Yes, Lord.
How many of y'all ate at least twice a day? How about three times a day? How many of y'all had snacks in between? How many of y'all was able to splurge this week? Okay, if this ain't your week, wait till next week. It's coming.
It's coming.
Just keep doing right by God. See, you got to see this kind of stuff. Because if you don't see it, God can't bless it. See, two individuals said, we can do it. Yeah. And if not other reason, it ain't based upon what we saw, but it's based upon what God told us. And he told us that when we got into the land, stuff was going to look good.
Yeah.
It was going to be good.
Uh-huh.
Bring back some fruit so the people can see it. And as a result, they did. And guess what? They were blessed. But there's a problem. When folk can't see it, your seeing begins to be they seeing if you're not careful.
Yeah.
And let me just drop this in while I'm here. Just because other folk can't see it don't mean it ain't there.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I wish that teacher was around who told me I wouldn't amount to much. I don't know where she's at, and I don't want to boast nor brag. I just want to show her this is what God does when he shows up in your life. See, I'm moving past the problem now. I'm hanging out on the solution. Because I was old little sinner over there, and I did my dirt down. I knew I was bad and angry, and it was out of rebellion. You know, when you're a preacher, kid, this is just what you do. You got to show the rest of the church, you know, that you can do what you do, too. At least that was my story, and I'm sticking to it. But anyway, what's amazing to me is God said, okay, Stan, I'll roll with you. But I don't want you to see what they see. I want you to see what I see. And as a result, I begin to buy into that God is in control of my life.
Yeah.
And pretty soon, guess what happened? It changed me.
But
y'all don't have to acknowledge this. This is just for Stan. I think I'm doing halfway okay. And I praise God for that. Because the simple fact is, he could have left me out there.
Yeah.
He could have had a different plan for me.
Yeah.
I had a different plan for me, and preaching wasn't one of them. But see, when God gets a hold of you, he says, here, see this, taste this, see that I got you covered. And you buy into that, stuff starts happening. But there's the alternative, if you will. That is the problem. You can buy into the problem, and it fool you, deceive you, and destroy you. How many of y'all done bought into some negativity and you just miserable in your life? You don't all have to raise your hand, but I'm going to acknowledge everybody does it.
Yeah.
At some point in our life, we buy into some of the negative behavior and it makes us mad, makes us upset, makes us bitter. We walk around tainted and tired. We look all miserable and we're supposed to be children of God.
Yeah.
Watch me now. Watch me now. I want you to hear the word. Break camp, the Bible says, in advance. Move beyond that. Stop seeing the problem and start seeing a solution to the problem.
Yeah.
I double dog dare y'all for the next 2 weeks. Stop looking at your problems and start looking at solutions for your problems. And you come back to me and report what happens to you. Amen. I double dog, triple dog, quadruple dog dare you to try it. And I guarantee you, when you put God to his test, when you test him and say, God, you do this for me, watch what happens to you. How many of y'all happy today? I'm just checking, make sure y'all, we still at the right crowd. We getting ready to break camp in advance, but I need you to see something. Because Caleb stands up and he quiets the people down.
Uh-huh.
I think somewhere in our life when that negative starts arising, we need to get up and quiet some stuff down. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Bible says what?
We should go up and take possession of the land.
Look at the language.
We can certainly do it.
Look at the language. We should do what? Get up there and go take the land. Why? We can do it.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all love Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Where you strengthen folk at? Who? I got it. It's in Christ. It's in Christ. I'll tell you why that scripture don't always work and why we're so miserable. Because we ain't bought into it.
Wow.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
This is something that you got to live out every day of your life. It don't matter what stuff looks like.
Yeah.
Long as you got God, you're fine. So you ain't got no meat to go with your bread. Eat your bread and say thank you.
Yeah.
And guarantee you when you say thank you for my bread, my daily bread, hold on to your seat because meat's coming tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Keep reading. The Bible says what?
But the men who had gone up with him said.
The who?
The men.
The brothers. Okay, yeah. Keep reading.
We can't attack those people.
Uh-huh.
They are stronger than we are.
Okay, read.
And they spread among the Israelites a bad report.
Read.
About the land they had explored.
Read.
They said, the land we explored devours those living in it.
Read.
All the people we saw there are great size.
Read.
We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim.
Okay, read.
We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes.
We did what?
We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes.
We did what?
We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes.
I had it repeated for a reason. We seemed like grasshoppers where?
In our own eyes.
In our what?
Own eyes.
You got to stop looking with your eyes. You messing yourself up.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? Just because you can't see it don't mean it ain't there. This is a faith walk. You got to trust God. Some stuff you're not going to be able to see, and some stuff, trust me, you don't want to see.
Yeah.
I don't want to see how God works everything out, because I get scared when he starts showing me stuff that he do want me to see. If God told me I was going to have a heart attack tomorrow, I'd have it today. Are you listening? Yeah. Come close. Stop seeing stuff the way you see it and start seeing it the way God sees it. God said, I give you the land. Stop looking at your problem bigger than your God. Start looking at your God bigger than your problem.
Yeah.
God wouldn't tell you go handle it if you couldn't handle it.
Amen.
He wouldn't put more on you that you could bear unless you could
bear.
And matter of fact, he gonna let you bear it and then give you a way out of bearing it. I love the fact that God will let me bear up under pressure. And then just at that point when I'm about to buckle, he says, that's enough.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Matter of fact, Stan, thank you for holding it that long. I got it now. Let me go handle it. See, you got to start seeing stuff like that. How many of y'all got issues right now in your life? How many of y'all got some real struggles? Yeah. You ready to get rid of them?
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Look past them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can't get past the stuff, though, unless you break from the stuff. I'm talking about it's time to divorce your problems and start marrying solutions. Why would you hook yourself up with junk and plan on getting good stuff? It's time to dismiss the junk and hook up with the good stuff. Man, when I was courting and dating folk, and it wasn't no good for Stan, I had to break up. Amen. It went a little something like this. I just need some time. Need a little space. It ain't you, it's me. And truthfully, it was. I didn't want to be hooked up with that mess. Can I get real with you? It gets to a point where you got to make some decisions in your life. And if you want to be hooked up with drama, don't expect nothing but. But if you want to move past drama, dismiss drama and hook up with something good. I'm with the best thing on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Y'all say what you want. She my honey. My honey do. She do for her honey and her honey do for her too. Come on.
Yeah.
Every now and then you have to see what's going on and you got to look and say, that's a problem, but I ain't hanging out with the problem. I'm going to hang out with the other stuff. If you begin to see it, that's bad. Guess what it's going to be?
It's going
to be bad. And you ain't the one really that's looking at the stuff. You looking at you and your ability to get through the stuff. And let me tell you, you're going to mess yourself up every time. Ain't no struggle, ain't no trial, ain't no test you can get through by yourself. Say amen.
Amen.
You can't do that on your own. You need some power outside of you. Because chances are you in the mess, you clouded anyway. You can't even see straight. Amen. Y'all ever been in a situation and it was so bad that you thought you saw light at the end of the tunnel and all it was another room to go into? God says move past that stuff.
Yeah.
Trust me and let me pull you out. Truth be told, we got a lot of rooms that we're walking through and we ain't even got to walk through them. Matter of fact, quit you knocking on doors and going in and answer the door that Jesus is knocking on.
Yeah.
Let him come in and rearrange the stuff. Let him get rid of some stuff. Break camp in advance. Move past you.
Yeah.
And trust God.
Amen.
Is this making any sense to you? Keep reading. The Bible says what? I got to get us out of here.
We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes.
We seem like grasshoppers in our eyes.
And we look the same to them.
And look at that. When you so invested in the problem, check this out. Not only do you see the problem as a problem. But you now say the problem sees you and it as a problem. Y'all want to hear that again? In other words, when you're so focused on the negativity, you conclude that it's going to be all bad, and you think that the negativity is going to stay there and it's always going to be all bad. Watch, you hear the text again. The Bible says what? He says, we saw ourselves.
We seem like grasshoppers
as
in
grasshoppers
our own
in our own sight. And we concluded.
We looked the same to them.
Man, them folk wasn't thinking. Y'all ever get in situations like that? Where you see it all bad and you conclude it's all bad on the other person's mind. When truth be told, that person is your stepping stone. You see why they wandered for 40 years? They saw what they saw. God told them, go into the... Y'all need some context. Back up to verse 26, and let's read down. And I read this like this on purpose, because I'm going to tell you, we're so into rushing forward to the end of the conclusion that it's all bad that we miss the good stuff in the beginning. It's just, for instance, like when Peter walked on the water, we can't let him walk on the water because we're too busy talking about him sinking.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's time to stop focusing on that stuff. And focus on the goodness of God and let God dictate your movement. Bible says what in verse 26?
They came back to Moses and Aaron.
They came back to Moses and Aaron. Read.
And the whole Israelite community at Kadesh.
Everybody, read.
In the desert of Paran.
Read.
There they reported to them and to the whole assembly.
They reported it's all bad.
And showed them the fruit of the land.
No, they didn't bring nothing back.
They gave Moses his account.
Uh-huh.
We went into the land which you sent us.
Uh-huh, read.
And it does flow with milk and honey.
No, it doesn't. It's dry. It's dead. Ain't nothing there.
Here is its fruit.
Read.
But the people who live there are powerful.
Look here. It ain't until you take your eyes off of what God told you to keep your eyes on that you start acting crazy. Yeah. Stuff start going south. Did you hear that? Uh-huh. We went just like you told us to because God told you to tell us to go. So we went. And when we got there, indeed it flows with what? Milk and honey, everything is good. Matter of fact, here's the fruit that we brought. And matter of fact, scholars suggest that they went at the harvest time, the right time. That fruit was ripe. Uh-huh. Y'all ever had some luscious grapes? Uh-huh. Y'all ever had some of them heavenly luscious grapes? Uh-huh. Them ones that's so juicy and sweet, it ain't water. It's got some sweetness to it. Y'all ever had some watermelon? Some of that good fresh watermelon. That stuff that's so red and so juicy, it just melts in your mouth, but not in your hand. That kind of
come on, Stan.
That kind of watermelon. And indeed, you can conclude that it's some good, sweet watermelon. Why? By what you see, by what you taste, by what you know, encounter. Basically, it's moved into your life, and you see it for what it really is. That should have been the focus. They weren't told but to do nothing but one thing. Go in, spy out the land, and see if it's flowing with milk and honey, and bring back some fruit. But instead, they went and saw the land flowing with milk and honey, brought back some fruit, and then saw something else while they were in it. God didn't tell you to look for something else. Y'all come on close. I'm about to reel you in. That's the problem. The only reason you got to expect the problem is because if you're not careful, you're going to see more than what God has asked you to see. God told you, serve him. Let him handle everything else. So why are you worried about your life? Why are you worried about feeding yourself? Why are you worrying about clothing yourself? Why are you worrying about having a place to stay? He said, seek my kingdom first. Handle it. Take care of me, and I take care of you. That's why I married Helise. Take care of me, and I take care of you. And you know what she said? Okay. And she take care of her brother. I appreciate that. But greater than that, I go to God, and I say, God, thank you for taking care of me. So let me take care of you. What you want me to do on Sunday morning? Be in worship. When I get there, what you want me to do? Act like you love me. Matter of fact, have a mind of love toward me. Come and give me praise. Remember what I did for you on Calvary's cross. Because if you don't, there's a problem there. You're going to see everything else. Don't come to the house of God with all of your problems draining you during the course of the week. Come to the house of God to grab some solutions to handle your problems during the week. Don't let your week and your days and circumstances and situations dictate to you. No, you're greater than that. Amen. Deja, you got a minute? Run to Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Hang out there real quickly. I know the last two Sundays I've been giving you scriptures, and I ain't been getting. We're getting to this one in a minute, though. Let me show you something. You have to start trusting God at his word. Stop looking at your problems and look at solutions. Look at what God is giving you, what he's blessing you with. Because if you don't, you're going to wind up wandering for 40 years. Y'all ever have them moments where you're moving and it look like you're going somewhere only to find yourself back at square one?
Yeah.
Any of y'all plan things in your life and you're attempting to be successful and it's looking real good only to find yourself back at square one?
Yeah.
I want to help you with that this morning. Stop looking at it. Trust God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm getting to a point where it don't matter what happened in life no more. I told Halise the other day, whatever. I sat out on the balcony and I said, okay, whatever. If we have it, praise God while I got it. But if I don't, whatever. Still going to praise God. Because I know what it's like not to have. And then I know what it's like to have. And both of them are overrated. Are you listening to me? The stuff ain't what keeps me moving in the right direction. It's God who consistently stays fluent in my life to allow me to do what I do. That's why Job would say, naked I came into this world and naked I shall return. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm sticking with God. Forget the stuff. So that's how I'm starting to view things. So the problems come, Guido. Well, come on, that's what you're here for, ain't it? You handle your business and I'm going to handle mine. Do what you need to do. I'm almost like Jesus, but do it quickly. And I'm going to keep doing what I need to do. Do you see Jesus' position? Do you see his movement? Yeah. Judas came to betray him. And even Jesus would call Judas friend. You know why? Because his steps weren't focusing in on the problem. It's focusing in on the solution. I am the solution, Judas, to your problem. So friend, whatever you need to do, do it quickly. Why? I got a job I got to do. It's time to go to Calvary's cross for folk like you. Oh, that's all right. This is my testimony here. I'm glad Jesus died for Stan.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I don't have to, you know, preach because everybody likes it. I preach because God's done something for Stan. And regardless if you amen it or not, I'm going amen it. Because you know what I'm understanding? It's God who's at work in my life.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I answer to Jehovah. And when I answer to him, I want to tell him, God, I've been doing what you asked me to do. And matter of fact, I got caught up along the way, but thank you, you were showing me some ways out of that stuff. Thank you for your plan for my life, because when I couldn't see it, God, you saw it.
Yeah.
You moved me past me to see what you wanted me to see. How is it that they would come out of Egypt, 400 years worth of bondage, God show them a blessing, and they don't want it? They want it, but they don't want it. Because it costs to get what God has.
Right.
And guess what it's costing you? Trust. Faith. You giving your life for him. Watch this, though. When you hang your hat on solutions, can't nothing stop you, D. Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things?
If God is for us,
who can be against us? I like that. Hang out there for a minute. The only problem Israel had, it wasn't the giants in the land. It was the giants in the head.
Yeah.
Amen.
You are your worst enemy.
Amen.
Because you always have to sit. Let me ask this. How many of y'all folk have to pontificate every situation? How many of y'all have to ponder everything that's going to happen? How many of y'all have to sit and analyze everything? I want you to know that's the problem.
Yep.
While you analyzing stuff, God has been telling you, move.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, I just don't see it. Man, I didn't ask you to see it.
Yeah.
I said, move.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, I just don't think it's going to work out. I didn't ask you if it was going to work out or not. That's my job to work it out. You just move. But here's the problem. You can't move until you move. You got to get out your own way. Because as long as you see the problem, you ain't never going to see the solution. Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
If God be for you, who can be against you?
He who did not spare his own son,
but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not also freely give? I'm just excited. D, keep
all
reading.
Things.
Give us all things.
who shall lay a charge against God's elect?
Read.
It is God who justifies.
Read.
Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen.
Look here.
Who is even at the right hand.
Hold up just a minute. Can't nobody tell you ain't going to make it unless you let them. They don't have no position to condemn you and count you out the race unless you let them. Folk can't create doubt in your mind and stop you from doing what God has put you here to be unless you let him. You doing that. And chances are it ain't the person, it's you. You buying into what they tell. Well, I don't know about that, child. What you mean you don't know about it? God said, move.
Yeah.
I got the rest of the stuff. Any of y'all tired of carrying some of that baggage you got?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, come on, holler at me. I'm like Erykah Badu this morning. I'm the bag lady. I'm the bag man. I got all these bags I'm trying to drop off. I'm tired of carrying this stuff. And even Erykah Badu had sense enough to know that you'll break your back by carrying all them bags yeah. like that. Somewhere down the line, you got to let stuff go. You got to move past the stuff and see what God's doing. Is it not him who condemns and justifies? Read, the Bible says what? Go back to about verse 36.
It is Christ. Verse 36.
Yeah, right before 36.
As it is written, for your sake we are killed
all day long.
We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Nay.
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Look, you win before you start.
Yeah.
Any winners in the house?
Yeah.
You don't raise your hand, you mean you ain't started yet.
Huh.
We winners, people.
Yeah.
But you got to move past the problem. Because I like what Paul says. He says, we're more than conquerors. That's first out the gate. It's not just one thing to win, but you're more than a winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if that's not enough, Paul said, I'm persuaded.
That neither death nor life.
Look, death ain't going to stop me.
Nor angels.
Hold on. Death ain't going to stop me. Amen. Yeah. How many of y'all know you're going to heaven?
Yeah.
How many of y'all know death don't have no hold on you? See, it's time to shout now. How many of y'all know even though you walk through the valleys and shadows of death, you don't fear no evil? Yeah, don't stop there. Neither death
nor life.
Life can throw whatever it won't,
That's right. But
it can't stop you.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all start looking this week at the stuff that's trying to stop you and just be like, you know what, you don't even stand a chance. I told my problem that the other day, man, you don't even stand a chance. And here's what I did. All right, Lord, I'm hanging with you.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on your words that you got it covered. So I'm just, okay. And guess what happened? That stuff said, yeah, you right, I'm out. And it went its way. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
And you know what I kept doing? Moving.
Uh-huh.
You know what I kept doing? Shouting. You know what I kept doing? Thank you, God. And I know there's going to be some more stuff to come down the pipe. Halise, I'm sorry, but this is one of them sermons where we're going to get some stuff thrown at us. So just hang in there. Amen. Just trust me. I'm trusting God. We're going to be all right. I promise. But I know it's coming. So you know what I'm going to do when it comes? You ain't got nothing on me. God. And someone said, well, Stan, that's boastful, isn't it? No, that's confidence.
Yeah.
See, if I was saying I got this covered, that's different.
Yeah.
But I ain't talking about me.
Right.
I'm talking about
God.
I ain't focusing on the problem no more. I'm focusing on the solution. Next week, I think we'll get to our next part. Because I want you to see that when you move past the problem, there's a plan. And with that plan comes a performance. But while I'm here, let me drop this. What you see will be what you plan. And what you plan is what will be performed. Are you listening to me? If you see a problem, you're going to plan on problems. You're going to perform in problems, with problems. You're just going to be problematic. But if you see a solution, you're going to plan on solutions. And when the performance shows up, you're going to dance underwater and... I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to maneuver around the stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the Jordan River, isn't it? You're going to be able to maneuver through the stuff.
Because
the stuff, it's not going to be in your way because it's going to move out the way. Boy, I wish I had time. I'd take you there. It's interesting that in the Red Sea, Moses stood up and parted it. But in this sea, it didn't move until... And I want to remind you, there's a sermon coming to a church near you. Don't forget where you come from. Because if you remember where you come from, then you remember you stepped out to step in, to step up.
Yeah.
See, you can't miss God. You got to keep him on the forefront because God really is waiting on you. He been waiting on you. I thought to myself the other day, man, why didn't this go down? And then it dawned on me, that's because you ain't done nothing. Well, I prayed. Well, that's good. But faith without works. If God said go, then why didn't you? Well, it wasn't the right time. Well, who said it wasn't the right time? He said you have not because you ask not. Because when you ask, you don't believe anyway. Hey, how many of y'all believe you're going to have a good week? I'm done. How many of y'all know you're going to have a good week? Man, after this kind of preaching, you better have a good week. Let me tell you something. Stop focusing on the drama, the problems, you know, all that stuff, negativity designed to put you. Stop focusing on solutions. Let God do his part and you do your part. Yeah. And while I'm here, stop carrying stuff you ain't supposed to be carrying. Yeah, stop trying to do stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. You can't make other folk happy, so stop. Well, if them folk on my job would just act, nah, they ain't going to act right. Hello. That's the problem. Quit focusing on that. Why don't you go in there with a good attitude? Yeah. I was in sister to sister this morning. One sister said, I try to get to work early. Yeah. I said, hey. And I put my Jesus music on. Uh-huh. I set the stage and the tone. That's what I'm talking about. Hang on solutions. So when the devil roll up in there, he hear, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. How I love. Lord Jesus, I don't want to be in here, Jesus. Okay. The devil will run if you just set yourself up for him to run. See, you can't do it by yourself, though. You got to move you out the way. Put God in the way and let him handle that. Let God do his work. And I'm going to tell you like this. Folk going to get mad at you, and that's okay. And they're going to try to do things to you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because truth be told, they don't know. It's not you they doing it to.
Yeah.
It's God who they rolling up again. And then they get mad when you get the promotion after they get downgraded from their job. I tell you what's happening. If they would just do their part and do what God asked them to do, y'all both could be blessed.
Yeah.
But since they want to try to mess over you and your blessing, you just let God do what he does. And you stay the course.
Uh-huh.
Amen. When they start getting crazy with you, well, it's okay. You know, I forgive you. Y'all ain't feeling that. I know.
Come on.
I know. But this is where you got to hang. You got to hang on the stuff that is going to be positive in your life. The solution side of things. Because that's where God shows up. God ain't going to show up if you ain't ready for it. So stop hanging on the negativity and the problems. Advance past the problem and start hanging out with the solution. Well, I'm through preaching this morning. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Any of y'all ready to go conquer the world? I'm ready.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I do things differently, and I'm glad I do. But I'm convinced of one thing. God is consistent.
Yeah.
And he'll show up in your life, and he'll do mighty works if you let him. So here's what I need. Here's what I need from Hawthorne. It's time to break camp.
Yeah.
Let's leave the rest of the stuff alone. Let's start advancing. Let's let God work with us where we're at. I know it doesn't always look like it's going, but quit looking at that. Look at that. He promised you he won't leave you. He won't forsake you. Look at that. He promised you that heaven is yours if you just trust him. And then focus on that. And watch how he works around here. I've been having a good time, Hawthorne. Y'all just don't know. I've been enjoying myself. Because I see that we're hungry for God. And the more we stay hungry for God, I'm going to tell you, God's going to show up in a mighty way. How many of y'all feel blessed this morning?
Yes.
I want y'all to leave out with this. If you feel blessed, tell God, say, God, thank you.
Thank you.
God,
thank you.
Thank you.
And God,
don't stop.
Don't stop.
Let God work in your life.
Yes.
If you're here and you're a believer, maybe you've fallen short of the glory of God, come by faith, repentance, accept him to be the Savior. I mean, those of you who may have fallen short as members of the body of Christ, repent, get on the right track, and get busy. Maybe you're here and you're not a believer. We want you to come by faith, repentance, accept him to be the Savior. We're baptized in water for the remission of your sins. You can leave out of here today able to focus on solutions and not problems. And I challenge you, Hawthorne, again, I dare you to try God this week and be happy every day. Try God and see if he don't show up in a mighty way when you step out the way and watch what happens to you. You're going to come in here next Sunday hoping Deja sing another two songs. Amen. You're going to be hoping and praying church can go on a little longer. You're going to be wanting some more of the word. Yeah, that's like two of y'all. I'm shutting it down. If you need to respond to the gospel call, please do so as together we stand and sing. Will you come?
Get right, church, and let's go home.